Shalom Aleichem, everybody. In the very beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael, Kedoshim to you. You must be holy because I am holy, says Hashem. And one of the ways Hashem tells us to be holy is a few psukim later, in Perek Yutes, Pasuk Tes. Uvekutzrechem eskatzir artzechem lo sechale peasadcha liktzor veleket katzircha lo selaket. When you reap the harvest of your land, you may not cut the corners of your field, and you may not gather the things you drop from your harvest. This is the mitzvah of Peah and the mitzvah of Leket. Peah is the mitzvah to leave over a corner of your field for a poor person to collect, and Leket is the mitzvah to leave one or two stalks or ears of grain that you drop when harvesting. They too are to be left for poor people to collect. It's a beautiful pasuk, and we can see very clearly why this pasuk can practically and tangibly help us actualize Kedoshim Tiyu. However, the pasuk itself seems to be strange at first glance. In the beginning of the pasuk, the Torah speaks to us in the plural, uvekutzrechem es katsir artzechem. When you reap the harvest of your land, both the words vekutzrechem and artzechem are written in the plural. However, the rest of the pasuk is written in the singular. Lo sechale peasadcha liktzor veleket katzircha lo selaket. Lo sechale is singular, and so are the words sadcha and katzircha and selaket. So why the switch from plural to singular? This question is asked by the Alshich, Rav Moshe Alshich, who died in 1593. The Alshich offers the following powerful explanation in his Perush on our Pasuk. Very often, says the Alshich, when we give tzedakah from our own money, we think consciously or subconsciously literally that. We think we're giving tzedakah from our own money. But it's not true. You're holding on to the poor person's money. And your job is to give it to them when they ask. Hashem gave it to you to give to them. Some of your money and some of your crops and some of your time and whatever else you give to poor people. It's theirs. It's not yours. I'd add parenthetically, from this perspective, giving tzedakah is not an act of chesed. It's not an act of magnanimity or of altruism. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm giving someone their money, their crops. That's why tzedakah is called tzedakah. It's tzedek. It's justice. It's just the right thing to do. It's the just thing to do. And that's how the Alshich explains our pasuk. The end of the pasuk is written in the singular, lo sechale pasad chaliktzor, because only the owner of the field is going to harvest the field. So we're talking to one person. So the Torah only speaks to the farmer in the singular. However, the pasuk begins in the plural, uvekutzrechem eskatzir artzechem, when you, plural, harvest your field, plural. Why? Because the Torah is speaking to everyone involved, the owner of the field and the poor person who's going to come and collect their crops. Each one has some crops in that field. The owner has some crops, but so does the poor person. It's his, it's hers. It's just being held for now by the owner of the field. And this perspective, that the money someone has or the crops that they have is not all there. Some of it belongs to the person who's needy. This perspective helps the person giving tzedakah. Rather than viewing a needy person as a freeloader, chas v'shalom, or a scrounger, chas v'shalom, we look at them as the owner of the money that I'm holding on to. They're not taking what's mine, they're taking what's theirs. Hashem only gave me this money so I could give it to a needy person when they come. If we look at a needy person as taking our money, so it's easy, unfortunately, to look down at them, to look at them askance. But if we look at them as asking for what's theirs, we won't look down on them, chas v'shalom. And this perspective doesn't only help the person giving tzedakah, it also helps the person asking for tzedakah. If they think they're looking for handouts, they may feel ashamed, God forbid. They may feel embarrassed, God forbid. They may feel down. But thinking about it this way, why should they feel that way? They're just asking for their money that you happen to be holding on to. It returns their dignity to them, their kavod. And finally, this perspective doesn't only apply to the money or crops that we're holding for needy people. It also applies to other things that we have that belong to others. Within reason, I have to give up my time to help others. I have to give up my advice to help others. I have to give up a smile. I have to give up my heart to help others. Why did Hashem give me all that in the first place? Yes for me, yes for my family, but to some degree, everything I have also belongs to others. And if someone needs my time, again, to some degree, or if someone needs my advice, all they're really doing is asking me to give them what is in effect and in truth already theirs. Have an amazing day, everyone!